here's some of what you missed on the McKay in the Morning Show with Danielle Tufano.
We're going to talk to President Dan Lev. He is on the line right now. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
And so are your Chicago Steel, from what I understand.
It's been a great season so far on the ice. First place, best overall record in the United States Hockey League, trying to repeat our regular season championship from last year and this year, hoping that we have an opportunity to compete in the playoffs.
Dan, I have a question for you. You know, the Chicago Steel playing out of Geneva has been doing fantastic. They could clinch the playoff spot, like we said. Do you think, are you on the ice training them? Is it all you? Is it you that's kind of taking them under your wing and teaching them everything?
I think it's me staying as far away as possible. I think that's actually the we have such a great hockey operations staff. Our general manager, Ryan Hardy, is a guru and a bright young mind in the sport. Brock Sheehan, our head coach, fantastic. Mike Garman, Matt Deschamps, we have skill coaches. I mean, these players, when they come to Chicago, get such in-depth development on and off the ice that regardless of whether the team wins or loses, they're going to leave here so much better hockey players than they were when they started. For us, it's about development. And the key is that if you develop the players the right way and you really hone in on development, the winning will follow. And for us, we've been fortunate that the winning has followed.
Well, you have some guys that look like they may be moving on, huh?
We do. NHL Central Scouting really likes the Chicago Steel. You know, last year, we had more draft picks than any junior team in the world.
Wow.
We had a record 8 players with Steel ties that were selected, 1 Steel player in every round of the draft. And this year, we could possibly top that. And that's just with players on the roster from this season. Last year, we had a defenseman, Owen Power, played 2 years for the Chicago Steel. Now he's at the University of Michigan. Right now is projected as the #1 overall pick in the NHL draft. So the development part really seems to be working well, and moving players on is what we do best.
Not only is it a great experience for the players that are on the ice and the coaches and the staff, but the people coming to the games. And I know this year, last year and this year, has been a little different in getting people in. You guys are going to be the first major sports team in Illinois to have fans back, and there's specific ways that you have to do that, right?
Absolutely. First of all, we're prioritizing safety and the health of all of our fans, our players and staff. So throughout this season, we've been playing without fans under the governor's professional sports exemption, which has allowed us to carry on with our season. And tomorrow night will be the first time that we will have spectators in our building beyond just some friends and family that we've been able to have for the last couple of weeks. We go to 25% capacity, about 600 to 650 people. So the first time we're selling tickets all season. The governor announced new guidelines last Thursday, and for us, they go into effect tomorrow night. We're also home on Saturday night. We have 7 regular season home games remaining, and a great opportunity for fans to finally come see this dynamic, exciting team. But health and safety are of the utmost importance. So we're doing temperature screenings when you enter the building. All of the seating is in socially distant pods, so that 25% will be spread throughout the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Masks are required, and we want to make a really safe experience for everybody. So as a result, promotions will be a little bit scaled down from what they were. We can't do a T-shirt toss because you can't socially distance when people are running after the T-shirt. So things like that we've had to think of to try and refine what we do. But incredible on-ice product. It'll still be fun and entertaining. Our mascot, Rusty, will be there along with a bunch of different promotions that we'll do throughout the night. So you'll still get that fun family entertainment. And we hope that you'll join us by purchasing tickets at ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com.
And they're only 10 or...
When you say pods, if I have a group coming, when you say pods, how many people is that?
So we've spread them out. The state asks us that, hey, we'd like you to see people in their households if you can. So we've developed pods anywhere from 1 person all the way up to, I think, 7 or 8 people that you're able to purchase tickets. And so, you know, even if you're coming with your neighbors, you purchase 4 and 4, we can get you in the neighborhood 6 feet apart, and you can just talk a little bit louder than you normally would to have that fun experience.
That's Jan.
And tickets are only $10 to $15. Tell me about the games coming up this weekend.
So Friday night, very special night for us. We've waited all year to unveil our championship banner for the regular season title last year. Obviously, with the COVID pandemic, the Clark Cup playoffs were canceled when our season was suspended in March. But we were awarded the regular season title, the first in Chicago Steel history. We've had the banner covered up all season long, waiting for our fans to return, because we only felt it right to celebrate when our fans were back in the building. So Friday night, before the game, we'll unveil that championship banner. We take on the Green Bay Gamblers. They're trailing us in the standings. They're right now in playoff position, just a few points behind the first-place Chicago Steel. So a great matchup Friday night. And then Saturday night, we welcome Team USA, their 18-year-old team, which, when you talk about prospects for the NHL draft, they are loaded with them. In fact, our former coach, Dan Muse, who won the only Clark Cup championship in Chicago Steel history, now coaches Team USA. So he'll be behind the bench Saturday night when we take on Team USA. They are also in playoff position right now. They're in fourth place in the Eastern Conference, with the top four teams in the conference qualifying for the playoffs. So it should be a fun, exciting weekend. As I said, 25% capacity, which means you want to get your tickets in advance. That's really, really important. Tickets start at just $10, and our website's the best place to get them, at chicagosteelhockeyteam.com.
And just one last quick question. With its 7:05 start time, what time are you raising the banner tomorrow?
Banner will go right at 7:05, so okay. We want to make sure fans are in the building. Doors open 45 minutes prior to puck drop, which is a little different than in years past. There are different COVID protocols that we have in place. So doors will open 45 minutes prior to puck drop. And if you can't make either of the two games this weekend, or just want to come see Rusty, the Easter Bunny, or Sparkle from Geneva Family Dental, we're doing a drive-through teddy bear toss. So a chance to socially distance and toss your teddy bear from your car on Sunday the 28th from 11 to 1
the
Fox Valley Ice Arena parking lot, an Easter-themed event. Bring a teddy bear that is unused to donate to charity, and we'll give you some goodies for it as well. So please join us Sunday from 11 to 1 for that fun annual event that we're doing from a drive-through standpoint this year.
All right. President Dan Lev, your Chicago Steel. Again, tickets, chicagosteelhockeyteam.com. It's awesome catching up with you. You're always an excellent guest. Good luck this weekend.
Scott, Danielle, thanks so much. It's great to be back. So
Yay.
Happy to be speaking with you. So thanks so much.
You as well. Thank you.
Waking you up with Scott McKay and Danielle Tufano. Weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 95.9 The River.